Hello, hello, hello. It's Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. This is a place where you can come in, you can relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm hoping you get a whole new perspective today on this topic, consistency. Yeah, I think it's a bad word in most circles. But it's one of the things that people struggle with, and I get a lot of questions about it. And even more concerning is that people beat themselves up about it. They judge themselves. And really, we don't make pathways. We don't, we're unable to forge ahead if we are in a state of condemnation. So I don't want you to be there. I don't want you to be judging yourself and, you know, just worried about not being consistent. But what do you need to do to be more consistent? So today we're talking from the topic why you're struggling to be consistent and how to change that. So why are you struggling to be consistent and how to change that? Sometimes we're not consistent across the board. I mean, or inconsistent across the board, I should say. Sometimes we're consistent in some areas. We do really well in some areas. You know, perhaps you're a mom and you're awesome at consistently meeting the needs, you know, of your children and your family or whatever. But then when it comes to work, you're not, or vice versa, or whatever it is. Sometimes with some areas we're stronger than other areas. But sometimes when you're inconsistent in one area, you're inconsistent in all of them, because how you do anything is how you pretty much do everything. So, you know, if you're struggling in one area, this kind of usually trickulates to all the other areas too. That's typically the case. So if this is you, this is your talk for today, listen in. I think this is really going to bless you. So I've learned to be more and more consistent, and, you know, across the years, across doing things, and consistency really is key to your forward movement. And one of the things I say is that I'm the CEO of my life. And not so much to say that God is not, because absolutely God is the CEO. He's the chief executive officer of my life. But because we're in this journey together, I do have my responsibility. So for the part that I am responsible for, I'm the CEO. And for me, those letters stand for I'm consistent, I'm excellent, and I'm obedient. So in the portion and the part in which I have to do my part, I'm consistent, I'm excellent, and I'm obedient. So that makes me a CEO. And we're not going to talk about all three of those today, but we will talk about being consistent. And in fact, perhaps in later podcasts, I need to do the E and the O too, but not today. We're just doing the C. We're doing the consistent. How do you stay in a posture and a state of being consistent? So here's the deal. Most people, if not all of the people, are struggling to be consistent because they are focusing on the outcome rather than the process. They're focusing on the end game. Okay, if I do X, if I, you know, I have this dream and this is what it's going to look like at the end. Ooh, no, that's real challenging. And that really gets you into a state of not being able to complete it. Because if it excites you, if that thing you're thinking about, that dream that you're hoping for, if it excites you, it's probably going to take hard work and sacrifice for a long period of time. Yes. Yeah, so if it excites you to be a college graduate, trust and believe it's going to take some time. It's going to take some hard work and it's going to take some sacrifice. And anybody can say they want to be something, but it really is what we do to get there. That is the key. Being consistent in the middle. I tell people the middle is mean. You can go ahead and tweet that. The middle is mean. It ain't fun. It ain't easy, but it's worth it. And so, again, if it excites you, if it's that big that you're like, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to be able to do this. You know, it's going to be amazing, awesome. Yeah, it's going to be some work. So I need you to get that in your head. It's going to be some work. So because it's going to be some work, you got to plan this thing. You got to think this thing through. So I want you to think about today, what is that thing that you're working on? We're going to talk about this in four parts, okay? We'll definitely catch at least one of these before the break. So what is the thing you're hoping for? What is the thing you're dreaming about? So for me, it's speaking another language. But I don't really know that I really have that as a goal, because I've been saying that for years and years and years, probably at least a decade, maybe even 20 years. I don't know. And I don't speak another language yet. So I need to take some of these principles and apply this to the whole language deal and get myself going. But the plan, you got to come up with the plan. So identify the desired goal or the desired outcome. What is that outcome? So I know as leaders, we're thinking like the rest of the world, probably about being fit. You know, because as leaders, we know we have to have our stamina. We know we have to be fit so that we could do the amazing work that we need to do. So one of the things I really work with leaders around is being well, not only just in their business, but being physically well, emotionally well, healthy, all of that. So when we think about being physically well as a leader, maybe your goal is, I want to become fit. That's a good goal. That's a good outcome. The outcome is, I want to become fit. Whatever that looks like, that's what I want to be. That's a great goal, right? It's an awesome goal. So then related to that goal, then you got to come up with your why. Why? What is that behind that outcome? Why do I want that? And what will keep me going? And I've read on the internet, someone put out, and it's really good, when you know why you do what you do, even the toughest days become easier. So you've got to know why you're doing it. So if your example was, I want to be fit. Why do you want to be fit? And some people say, oh, I want to be fit in my body and in my mind so that I have enough energy to be able to connect with my loved ones, be spiritually in tune with them, physically in tune with them, emotionally in tune with them. I want to be fit for that reason. I had a woman that I was working with who wanted to be fit so that she wouldn't be the grandma who was on the couch and her grandkids wanted her to go to the park and she can't. That was her why. I want to be out and about with my grandchildren. I love that why. That's awesome. And that kept her motivated. So the plan, come up with the outcome. What's the outcome that you want to see? Number two, identify the big why behind your outcome because you're going to need that. When those days get tough and hard, you're going to need that why pushing you on so that you can get through to the end. So we're going to take a quick break, you all. Don't go anywhere. Don't leave this back channel because I'm going to be back and talking about the other two pieces to this plan. Catch you in a moment.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world. The doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now.
I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I am your speaker for the Surrender Break Room, and I just want to come in and ask you a couple of questions. Like, for example, how many times have you heard you need to write a book? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you have such great ideas, or you have so much knowledge. Do you have a book about that? Well, I'm here to help. I have the Book Doula Program, which is a program that's designed to take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Can you imagine finally having that book in your hand, holding it with your name on it? I couldn't imagine it some years ago. And now I am the author of 4 books, you guys, because I was willing to take that step and to move forward and to publish that masterpiece that was in my heart. I'm here to help you. So if you have a book in your heart, make sure you check me out at drcelesteowens.com and check out the Book Doula Program. Again, it'll take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Be blessed. Hello, and welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, your host, and today we're talking about why you're struggling to be consistent and how to change that. Why are you struggling to be consistent? So we talked about a plan. So if you're going to succeed at anything, you must have a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, like, you just biding your days and hoping for some things to happen. But when you get a plan, then you're like, okay, let's be about this thing. We're about to make it happen. So you got to have a plan. So number one, we just said, what is your desired outcome? What do you want to see? What do you want to actualize and come into this universe for you? What is that outcome? We use an example just being fit, because I know a lot of people have that particular goal. So I just want to be fit. But again, you can use this for anything. You know, I want to start a different stream of income. I mean, I want to include or open up a new stream of income, or, you know, start a new business. I don't know. Whatever it's going to be. We're just using this really simple one that can generalize to a lot of people. I want to be fit. Number two, identify the big why. What's the big why behind your outcome? What is going to keep you going on those really hard days? Okay. What is that why? Identify that why and keep that why in the forefront of your mind, especially when it gets hard. Why am I doing this again? Because if you don't have a why, you are so going back to the beginning. You are so abandoning that idea. And then you go into a space of condemnation and worry and I shoulda, coulda, woulda, and regrets. We don't want to do that. We want to keep moving forward in the things that God has for us to do. So identify the why. Number three, I'm glad you asked. So as we develop this plan, what is number three? Number three is set goals that will eventually get you your big outcome. So you got to set some goals, because if you're just hoping and wishing, then it's just a dream. And okay. And I've heard someone else say a goal without a plan is just a wish. A goal without a plan is just a wish. So don't just be wishing and dreaming and hoping, but put a goal behind it so that that plan can come to pass. So number three, again, is set goals that eventually get you your big outcome. So a goal might be, if you want to be fit, my big outcome would be lose 10 pounds in 30 days. Yeah? Lose 10 pounds in 30 days. Most people can relate to the whole weight loss thing. Lose 10 pounds in 30 days, totally doable. But it's not doable if you're not thinking about it, if you don't have a plan. So you set that goal, right? And then number four, you develop processes to achieve that goal. Put some processes in place. There's a acronym that is used when people are setting goals. It's called the SMART goals. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's called SMART. And it means make sure that your goal is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So if you want to lose 10 pounds in 30 days, then if you were going to set a SMART goal, it would be 3 mile run 5 days a week. I'm going to do a 3 mile run 5 days a week because I want to see this outcome of having lost 10 pounds in 30 days. So what do I do to lose the 10 pounds in 30 days? I'm going to incorporate more physical activity. So I'm planning to run 3 miles 5 days a week. I love that goal because that goal is specific, right? 3 miles 5 days a week is measurable. It's achievable if you can run 3 miles. It's achievable. If you can't, then you might say, I'm going to walk 3 miles. I'm going to walk 1 mile. Whatever is achievable for you is realistic and is timely. It says what you're going to do each and every week and how much. Now, this one right here, guys, number four, develop processes to achieve these goals, is where most people get stuck. Most people get stuck. So let me just kind of break it down a little bit for you, why people get stuck there. Maybe this will help you get past that middle, that process, and get through that process and really work on the process so that you can get to the outcome. So one of the things that you have to learn to do when you are planning to hit a certain outcome is to master your fears. Huge. It's huge. You got to master your fears. And oftentimes people just kind of subconsciously sabotage themselves because they don't realize that fear is driving their desire not to really actually make it to the outcome they desire. So master your fears. So there's two fears. There's fear of failure and there's fear of success. So let's talk fear of failure first. Fear of failure is when we allow that fear to stop us from doing the things that can move us forward to achieve our goals. So fear of failure. So fear of failure could come from any number of sources, but one big one is having parents that were critical, and, you know, maybe parents who say, you're not going to be able to do that, or you won't amount to anything, or just whatever, just being critical. That makes you be afraid to fail. And when you're afraid to fail, sometimes you don't even bother to start. Nope, not going to happen. You know, you might say, I'm an ideas person, but I can't execute. Sometimes you can't execute because you just fear failure. So you really have to get up close and personal with that fear and kick it out the door, whatever that looks like for you to get rid of that. If that takes some journaling, if that takes talking to someone else and talking it out, takes a lot of prayer, whatever it takes, you got to get rid of it. And then the opposite spectrum, but also they're one and the same because they're going to keep you from reaching your goal, is fear of success. Do you believe people are actually fearful of succeeding? Yes, they are. And fear of success is more really about anticipating how other people will react to your triumph. And I heard Steve Harvey say that he had to get past fear of success because he grew up in a hood and his community, some people weren't supporting him as he started to reach his goals. And they were kind of like, oh, you think you're better than us? Oh, you think you left the hood, da, da, da. And he said eventually he had to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm out. If I lost my hood card or whatever it is, oh, well, so be it. I'm gone because I have some goals to reach. And then he was able to kick that fear of success right out the door. Isn't that incredible? So master your fears is huge for achieving your goals and getting to that outcome, is to master your fears, okay? Master your fears. And lastly, let me just say this. This is so important. Get an accountability partner. Get somebody who can hold you accountable. So when you say, I want to lose 10 pounds, make sure you tell somebody in 30 days, I want to lose 10 pounds, and please hold me accountable. This is what I'm going to do to lose those 10 pounds. Maybe I'm going to drink a green smoothie in the morning instead of my regular typical breakfast. Or maybe I have a big salad at lunch. I'm going to do that for 30 days to lose these 10 pounds. And then have that person connect and hold you accountable. And don't get mad when they hold you accountable. If you did wrong, be honest and keep on going. But it's such a huge part of achieving your outcome. So I hope this helped today, you all. I hope that you now can step into a space of being more consistent. Take these goals, look at them, review this lesson again. Please share it with someone who you think might benefit from this. And I can't wait to catch you again in the Surrender Break Room. Be blessed.